Welcome to Coming Off the Reels. My name is Drew Martin.
I'm Sean McClain.
And I'm Roy King.
And on this evening's episode, we're doing a movie night, and it is actually something we've talked about watching, and something we've actually already done an episode on.
Ooh.
But since we are 6 weeks away from the Snyder Cut, it's time.
Oh, no!
Yeah!
So, we are going to watch Justice League again. I did actually message Ryan. I was like, hey, you know we're doing a movie night, but we're doing Justice League, and I remember you hated it.
He's out?
But I wanted to do it before Snyder Cut, and he's like, I'm not going to watch it, but I'm definitely not watching the Snyder Cut.
So
I wanted to sit down and watch this two-hour film and really figure out if making it 4 hours long is going to solve all of its problems.
I feel like I should have been on that text thread where there was an ask of
if you had a choice. Sean has no choice in this.
And I figured, Sean,
that option.
I went back, and this is another one. Like, we were talking before we started recording about Buffy being longer ago than I thought. If you had asked me when Justice League came out, I probably would have told you, 2019, maybe. I did not realize that our Justice League episode was, 170 episodes ago.
What? What year was it? 2017?
2017. But think about it. 2017, that means we've done, 50-plus episodes a year since then.
Wow. Okay.
And more than 50, because we do our specials and stuff like that. So, it was before. It was before, the Wes Anderson, when the Kinners came up here.
Oh,
that doesn't, that doesn't feel right.
No.
It's before our 100th episode, which again,
I'd like to revisit that episode and see.
Well,
see
and that's
what
why
were.
I went back just to listen for a second. We didn't have our theme song yet. Sean wasn't on the episode yet. I mean, he wasn't on that particular episode.
Oh,
so I don't know where he was. I did make a joke about voting him off the island, but. I'm glad we didn't have him. He would have been overly positive about, this is my Superman. So,
I feel like past Sean had it right. I don't know.
So anyway, you guys ready? I have not watched this since I saw it in the theater. I've seen it exactly one time.
Oh, boy.
No, did we all see this one together?
No, this was the Roy... himself because he didn't laugh at a bad joke. And that's when I was like, you went and saw this without me.
This was the moment where I realized Drew knew me too well.
That wasn't Aquaman? Or was it a joke?
It was probably an Aquaman joke.
Okay.
But, I'm sure we can identify a terrible joke in this. I'd be like, this is the moment when I knew Roy didn't love me anymore.
I'm excited to revisit this. I haven't seen it since it came out either. So let's do it.
All right. Well, we'll be back hopefully in a few minutes, and we will all have our facial hair digitally removed by then.
Oh, I forgot about that. Ooh.
All right, we are back.
We are.
Obviously, back in the day, I did not care for this movie.
Back in the day, as in 3 years ago?
Yeah.
Okay.
When it came
out. Back in the day.
So, what are our thoughts?
When this movie first came out, I was like, it's fine, I kind of like it. Whatever, just being my charming self. But it's not aged very well for me, in a surprise to probably no one. This is first time watching it since it came out, and that was pretty hard to watch.
You definitely have that, rose-colored glasses when you immediately watch a movie.
I literally love every movie I watch the first time I watch it.
Because I feel like there have been several times now, American Hustle, X-Men Apocalypse, this.
Yeah.
Where you're like, I like these movies. And then you're like, oh, I don't like these movies.
And then upon rewatch, it's like, oh, wait.
Yikes. You liked Apocalypse? I didn't think you liked it.
Oh, walking out of the theater.
Walking out of the theater, I was like, that was fine. Like, there were cool parts. Parts Yeesh. That I enjoyed. Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm.
Sean, you were not on the original podcast, so...
I was not. I think through the, subsequent 170 episodes that we've recorded, I'm sure we've crossed this bridge about Justice League, or it's come up, but I hated it the first time, and I really... No, my feelings have not changed. I have not swayed towards the good. I'm really going to be sad that I'm going to be spending almost 10 hours of my life watching Justice League. I've watched it the first time, watched it again, and there's going to be a four-hour block that I'll have to watch. And guys, I don't know what 4 hours of this movie is going to be, and I'm not super excited about it.
No one is, I think, properly served by a four-hour version.
Look, maybe a four-hour version is the answer because they introduce all these new characters in this and there's no, backstory or weight to anybody. So maybe we do need this time to flesh out some of these characters.
And that's possible. I'm not saying that those elements don't exist, but no matter what, that shouldn't have ever been one movie's work.
Mm-mm.
Correct.
So, and like editing, believe it or not, and I don't agree with it, is an art form.
Well, that's rude.
I mean, the Academy Award gives you awards for editing. So.
Just saying my cut's going to be every single frame that I shot. That's not good. That's not good storytelling.
Well, maybe that's maybe not not what he means. I don't know,
but that's a lot. I mean, that's a lot of movie. If you bought this movie on Blu-ray and you went to the deleted scenes and there were 2 hours of deleted scenes, you'd be like, what the fuck?
Where was this movie at? And I don't know how more backstory or unless there's just an hour and a half more of action. Because that's what this movie doesn't need for me. I don't need more backstory. When they go through and they give, the split cuts of, Cyborg on how he's created from the mother box and all that crap, I'm like, you can keep that in those little vignettes of, videos or whatever that, Diana's watching. Fine. That's an easy way to give his backstory. But,
I disagree. I feel like Cyborg, especially with the mother boxes, because he was created from them... And he obviously has this connection to the mother boxes, if that's what we're going with. I feel like we need to explore that more. And
I agree.
They even had a line where Aquaman's like, he might be working for the enemy. We don't know. And it's like, what? They don't even explain that at all. So if he's being controlled on some level out of his understanding, then
maybe it's just because
I feel like they need to explore that.
And maybe it's just because I think the Mother Box storyline is stupid that, I don't need any more to it.
Well, yeah, I get that.
I just wish, I know Snyder's not going to come through and, completely come up with a brand new plot line that just automatically eliminates the Mother Box.
I think Mother Boxes are here, but I think I feel like it's an entirely different movie.
I think it's going to be completely different.
Yes.
Yeah.
I
don't think he's using any of Whedon's stuff.
Right.
Which is fine. I mean,
and I made a lot of notes. So I'm going to kind of use that as a guide because it does move pretty sequentially so we can move through this. And then you can tack in your thoughts in those areas. But I wanted to start by showing you, I don't know if you can see this at the top there.
Oh, yeah.
That's how many times they say mother boxes. It is.
Was that
28 by my count?
I thought that you were hashing out the upskirt shots of Wonder Woman.
Well,
which was probably an equal count. Come on.
First things first, though. This movie chooses to start opening frame by showing you how stupid Superman looks. With the mustache removed.
Yeah, they really steered right
for
in
no
the skin
for no good reason.
Yeah.
What is the point?
Why would you spotlight it?
Of that, it's just like a cell phone video of him talking to kids about what's your favorite thing about being on Earth. And it's that's it's not important, yeah. And all it is showing how stupid he looks right now.
Maybe that was like their way of desensitizing the audience. It's like, okay, we're gonna get it out of the way first thing. It looks bad. We know it looks bad. But like, you're just like, okay, you get used to it. Maybe by the end of it, it's like, okay, it looks bad, but I can at least get past it, sort of.
Like it's looked bad since frame one, so
exactly.
But it's weird. Like, we open with Superman on that cell phone video, and then we don't see him again for another like hour and 15 minutes.
And maybe that was the point, is to just remind you that Superman is a part of this movie, yeah, because I mean, he's not going to be in it.
That was my biggest, the biggest reason why I hated this movie is because, like, your most well-known superhero, and I granted, that goes back to the BVS hatred as well. Like, why would you kill him off and, like, not have a Superman movie? Like, if you're going to have a Justice League, you have to have Superman in there. It just doesn't make sense. And, like, I get it, Batman is more popular, but it's just, like, you need that core. Like, you... Guys, I can go on for. That's what irked me the most. It's like, and because also you got Superman correct. Like, it's the most, it's fun loving. He's lighthearted. He's not bogged down by being Superman.
Oh, yeah. Like, I love him in this.
You finally capture Superman.
Are we going to get that in the Snyder cut? Because that all felt like the Whedon kind of slapsticky humor part. Like,
Yeah.
If it stays in, I don't feel like it will have ever been Snyder's original plan. Like, I feel like people are, like, really, like, duct taping this Snyder cut together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, oh, I'm not using any of it except for the parts that are actually okay.
Well, I hope it's not, well, I hope it's not like a lot of people, like, when the Snyder cut comes out, like, if it's even worse than what Whedon put out. Like, I hope people aren't like, oh, man, it's so much better. It's so much better just because it's
they
Snyder.
Sure. That's already.
And I'm like, I don't know. If you put more Superman in it, maybe. But, I mean, the digital removal of the mustache looks terrible. Like, it really looks bad. Steppenwolf, awful. Yeah. Awful looking character.
So, out of the gate, though, we see, like, in our like reintroduction of characters, there's like a random guy who's trying to blow up a bank or something like that.
He's robbing it, I think.
And well, he's got a
bomb. He was trying to blow up civilization.
Yeah, because remember, she goes and Wonder Woman throws it up in the air.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Batman when he apprehends. Wasn't that before that?
Well, this was a part though where, like, Roy brought up something that again, I didn't pay attention to the first time, and that is the camera and Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. It is. It's too much.
Like,
it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
They were shooting it all low, like right up her skirt for no good reason. Like, again, like these were choices. Like, in a movie this budgeted, like, I believe that, like, they looked at it and they're like, okay, I want the camera right here. Like, oh, focused on her face? No. Like, right in her bathing suit area. Like, why? I mean, I know why.
Yep. I mean, the fact she's, like, she's the only female on the team and that they just overly sexualize her just so much. I didn't care for it.
No.
It's too much.
They do that again later on. Like, and I mean, they try and, like, he rectifies it a little bit, but Aquaman's giving a speech later on where it's like, oh, you can barely fight and you might be the enemy and you're tripping over your feet and you're really pretty.
Oh,
and then he says some other stuff. But I mean, like he's given out everyone's defining characteristic and he's just like, oh, Wonder Woman's hot.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
And let's also not forget about the Flash when he rescues Diana and is laying on top of her for like a brief second. Like,
yeah.
What the hell? I don't remember that from my first time through it, but that was terrible.
It was. Yeah, it's like she got built up so much in Wonder Woman and she was coming off like so much, you know, there was so much, I guess, hope for the DCU after Wonder Woman came out, like the movie. And then it's like, then immediately she's sexualized and, you know, diminished, and she's like, you're like,
I would. One think thing that they didn't do her any service, like her main point of the movie, or her main like theme, or whatever you want to call it, is stepping into that leadership role. Like, that's, they kind of hint at it, and by the end she's like, follow my lead, like, finally. But I don't think that they focus on that enough before we get to that point. Like, it's just one conversation where Bruce is like, where the hell you been for 100 years? So I would have liked to see more of that spotlight on her, like, taking more ownership, leadership.
They don't really, like, everything just kind of happens. I feel like everything happens off screen. Like the arcs of the characters, you know, it feels very disjointed. And yeah, like, I actually really enjoy that part. I enjoy the parts sometimes between her and Bruce. Like, I think that they have a good back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that idea of, you know, like, she needs to be the role model that she is meant to be. Like, you know, not just as like this like female character, but just like as someone who sees the best in what this world can be. And then it's just like, she's magically that character. Like, she never put it together till Bruce told her to. Yeah, and it just that needed to be fleshed out a little bit more.
Yeah, the struggle for her to accept the leadership role, yeah, definitely, that should have been the highlight of the movie. Like, that should have, it, and there was just so much, like, reliant upon, like, well, we got to bring back Superman. We got to get Superman back because, you know, he's going to be the one that's going to lead us. We need Superman. And it's like, well, you know, you got Wonder Woman. She's basically got a lot of the same powers that Superman does. And like, why wouldn't you just build her up?
And I definitely think that you can tell that, because when did Wonder Woman come out the same year as Justice League?
Yeah, it came out a few months before. I think
it was a June movie.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I think Justice League was like November.
Yeah, that sounds right.
But I do feel like they weren't expecting Wonder Woman to be like the smash hit that it was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it financially, it was and critically, a lot better off than like Man of Steel or Batman versus Superman. So then I felt like they hadn't written this story with her being as central of a character as she turned out to be. So I felt like the writing for her character wasn't great because it was all done like last minute.
Mm-hmm.
That would track with the DCU. Yeah. I don't know. He put such a big introduction of her into BVS too. Like, I mean, she wasn't fully in it a lot, but she was still in it, like, in part of the final battle. Like, you really hyped her up towards the end. So I don't know. I figured they would have at least thought that, you know, it was the first female action superhero movie that was like of a big brand. You know, you figured that would have, I don't know, I figured that would have resonated a lot more and they would have focused on it a little bit more, but they could have been, like you said, completely taken off guard and be like, oh, wow, okay.
Well, you have to think they were probably already shooting
this filming movie. It, yeah, so, yeah.
Okay, so just random little parts. The Aquaman introduction scene, because, you know, we have Batman out searching the world for other people to help him, and, you know, Batman's riding a horse somewhere in some glacial region, and he's, like, in a little pub trying to figure out, tell me this Aquaman person that he's looking for. And it's a room full of primarily 70-year-old people, all of, like, are the color of glue, like pasty white, and then one like giant, like muscle Samoan guy, and like, oh man, I don't know who it could be.
I don't know who he is.
And it literally takes him like looking around at like some like mural ancient drawings that are for some reason on this bar wall, and it's like, oh, this guy looks just like the guy in the drawing.
Putting those detective skills to work.
Right. World's greatest.
Right.
Wait a minute. The guy with the long hair looks suspiciously like that guy with the long hair. Maybe? Sure. Okay.
And then
Alfred, get the back computer. We need to scan, do some scanning real quick. I'm not sure about this.
Roy brought it up while we were watching. Like he was ready for the moment to happen because I wasn't even remembering it. But one thing that stuck with me years ago and it stuck with me again is the guy who presumably cares so much about the ocean is drinking a bottle of whiskey and then smashes it into the ocean. You could say smashes it on the dock, but a wave is crashing. So it's all glass in the ocean now.
Glass is going into that ocean.
Why? Why not a trash can? I wouldn't have thought any less of the scene.
Like if he just threw it over his shoulder and it landed in like a recycling bin.
Oh,
it would have
been great.
Yeah, I would have loved it.
And funny. Like it would have really liked it.
Maybe that's in the Snyder Cut.
It would have felt on brand, but no.
Maybe.
Here's another thing, because I have several written down. Roy, are we boring you?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. We just watched Justice League, so your yawns are warranted. I have Jeremy Irons is good. Billy Crudup is good. Diane Lane is good. Supporting characters are all really solid.
Sans one.
I agree.
But
who?
Amy Adams.
Oh, Amy Adams.
I don't really... I think she's a little more of a lead.
She's...
I know that she's not a superhero, but she's a larger presence. And I don't hate her like you do.
Not in Justice League. I would consider her supporting in Justice League.
Yeah that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
But...
Yeah.
You know, but those other people, like... I like Jeremy Irons... Alfred.
Mm-hmm. I do too.
Like he's, you know, after Michael Caine, it's a little, you know, I like a little spring in a step for.
Well, and Jeremy Irons has a little bit of a swagger too. Like he was wearing like that gray, like, or green, like jacket with like the little scarf and everything. I was like, okay.
Oh yeah. Alfred. He was rocking some ascots for sure.
This Alfred's cool. Yeah. This Alfred's got some style to him. Okay. Okay. So,
But now here comes one, a note with so many exclamation points. So let's get into it.
Here we go.
Steppenwolf's face.
Ugh. Man.
It's bad. It's a bad face.
It's like an amalgam of just like, okay, let's put like a number of actors and like into a generator and see what we get.
I don't think it looks like anybody. I don't think it looks...
That's what I'm saying. Like there's so many...
Looks like a rectangle to me.
If you told me that this was Clayface from the Batman universe, I would say that it looks a little too clay-y.
No, it's bad. And, like, I swear it looked like it had, like, he had digital stubble across his lip.
Well,
like
they
his
already
upper
had
lip.
The program written.
There you go.
Henry Cavill. So they're like, yeah, let's go ahead and mess with it.
Just had a little stubble in there. Yeah.
Maybe he was trying to make a joke like, oh, we had to take this mustache out, but we're going to add another one.
Maybe subtle. But like if we mess with everybody's lip, it'll make Henry Cavill look more normal.
Right.
There you go. There you
but
go.
Like Steppenwolf showed no emotion. Like the facial movements were non-existent.
Yeah, exactly.
Mouth barely moved.
Dead eyes.
Like what are we doing here?
And this is not so long ago.
It's not that long ago.
No.
You know, I mean...
I'd rather somebody in a rubber mask be the bad guy than this monstrosity.
That was the weird thing, is that all his weird henchmen bug creatures, they look ridiculous, but they look better than he does.
No, that's sure. true. Yeah.
So, again, like, because they were trying to give him an actual face, they fuck it up. But the thing is that there's not so much... weirdness with his face. Like he's not like a Thanos looking character. Like there's not so much strange that it couldn't have just been an actor.
Yeah.
With
even prosthetics.
Yeah.
For sure.
And then like in the long shots or whatever, you could put in the digital effects or like the digitize the face and everything like that, and you're like, okay, wouldn't really notice it, but like the close ups, let's put somebody in, you know, two horns on the chin. You know, pasty white
that's
makeup.
It. That's
good.
All you need. Two horns on the chin. That's literally all it was.
Yeah.
That's
I
it.
Guess he was really, really tall, I guess.
Hey, you know what? They the Hobbits and the whatever. You can do forced perspective.
I mean, Tom Cruise has been riding that train for how long now? Right. So.
So at this point, And again, like, I don't want to go through the plot because there is, it's Steppenwolf's trying to get the mother boxes. That's the whole plot. And none of us, I think, would recommend it. But we go to Themyscira because it was a very popular part of Wonder Woman. Mm-hmm. And there's a mother box there. And, you know, Steppenwolf shows up and kicks all of their ass. And then they're like, oh, we need to set the warning fire. And they shoot an arrow from Themyscira to the Parthenon in Greece. Like,
sure.
Yeah, that's something that can happen.
And then it's reported in the news because there's a fire at the Parthenon. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. The only person that even know what that is Wonder Woman. She's like, oh, it's an invasion.
Yeah, at this point, I think that you could just have, like, a cell phone or a computer.
Yeah.
Or something. Like, I don't know that Themyscira needs to still be, like, horses and bows and arrows. They can have a little bit of technology.
Like
a
falcon. Like, she writes a little note, ties it on a sweet-looking falcon. Yeah. And then falcon
drone.
How
about a falcon drone?
Yeah. But I did kind of like the action sequence on Themyscira where they're trying to keep the box away from Steppenwolf. I thought that was pretty cool. You know, you got to see a lot of good Amazon action as they're like kind of playing hot potato with this box. You know, I thought they had some cool moves.
Yeah, I like the part where even though like, you know, it doesn't seem like it would actually work very well, where they put a rope around the mother box and like shoot an arrow to somebody else and they grab it.
Yeah.
I don't think that's how. I think the arrow would get to the end of the line and it would just fall
down.
I don't know if you got enough power. Those bows got some torque.
Okay.
I mean, that's a hell of a shot too, because the Amazonian was like on her back and like sliding, and like then flings it. So like,
we've seen their Hunger Games. They're really good at that.
Right. If we know anything, arrows are strong.
I always get like distracted by dumb stuff in movies that I don't like. And whenever they're watching the news report of the Parthenon being on fire, it is on like an old tube television that may have been a TV VCR combo. And I'm just like, what? Why?
Sure.
It just seemed weird.
No, that was funny. I pinged on that too. I thought it was out of place.
And sticking with like the news reports, what was that news report where the woman's complaining about her husband being kidnapped? What was that?
Well, I guess it was because of the parademons.
But like she was like cursing. She's like, if these things want to come out here, you can find me down at. And she's getting bleeped down. I'm like
talking about being probed and how they're not like, probing her, and I'll come. And probe you, like,
yeah.
Is that
stop saying probed so much?
I assume we're meant to believe that like her husband was one of the people who had been in contact with the mother box. But they hadn't established
the eight, like kidnapped people.
Yeah,
no, and so it was just a husband got abducted, and they didn't say.
I hated that part.
It was
hated that part.
It was just cringe city.
I don't need everything explained.
Sure.
But when we did our Lord of the Rings sequence, which was a straight up Lord of the Rings sequence.
Mm-hmm. It was. And I actually really enjoyed it.
No, that whole fight is okay. That's not even my complaint.
Sure, sure.
I want to circle back and get into our Sean's Green Lantern comment.
Okay.
We got to tee this up. That was too good.
So, but they talk about these mother boxes, and the mother boxes got split up to the Amazons, who put it like in a temple guarded by the best warriors in the world. They gave a box to the Atlanteans, who put it at the bottom of the ocean. And then the tribe of men, like...
Give it to dumb old men.
Like, I don't know. Let's dig a hole, like, 4 feet deep and just throw it in the middle of the woods.
That's deep enough.
That sounds good. Yeah.
But then they...
Ain't nobody gonna find that.
I don't need to see them find it, but it's just like, oh, we have it. And again, that's back to your... We need some explanation, like, that they found it, and that
Yeah,
they
like, Cyborg just was like... I've got it. Oh, I'll be right back. And then he, like, left for... a couple of minutes and came back with it.
Right. And I'm not forgetting something. Like, there's no mother box in Wonder Woman, the first one, is there?
No.
No.
Not that I can recall.
Because they said they found it, like, after World War One, like, that would have been a time when you could have set that up.
For sure.
You know? Oh, yeah. Like, it could have been a scene where you saw, like, the Americans, like, stumble upon it in some forest in Europe.
I think all they did was just alluded to the fact that Wonder Woman was set in World War One, and so, like, oh, yeah, we found it after that.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, so, there's your continuity right there.
Right. So before we were recording, like, when we first started the movie, Sean posited that would it have been better if instead of Cyborg, they had put Green Lantern in this movie? I mean, Green Lantern is probably more recognizable and all of that. But then you answered your own question, and you were like, well, I don't know. Like, Green Lantern, he just would have, like, easily destroyed Steppenwolf. Like, he wouldn't have even needed to have the rest of the Justice League. Sean, don't talk. So, Roy, in the Age of Men flashback, we see people from the Green Lantern Corps. What happens?
Multiple.
There was one.
There was two.
No, there were multiple Green Lantern Corps people.
No, I saw one.
The Corps was around, and Steppenwolf was smacking them around, not even fazed by those big green hammers they were flinging around.
Nothing. They didn't do anything. Anything. Now, Sean. What? No. No. No, sir. Who was stronger, Superman or Green Lantern?
Oh, no, it was never in question that Superman's stronger than Green Lantern. Well,
that would be my reason for Superman to not be in this, and I kind of have notes about that. They had to find special side projects for Superman to do because Steppenwolf is not even a fight for him in this movie.
Well, that's why they waited so long to bring him back. Superman back, it's like, oh, Superman, just stop him. Just like,
oh, we got to go rescue people, and here's the thing, there's never anything that those really have to be rescued from, like... There's not, like, a big explosion that ever happens.
But like, the terraforming stuff. Like, all that... Those weird, like, foamy-looking tendril things.
But,
right?
But I just felt like that's something they put in so that they could... Like, oh, Superman would easily end this fight in about 15 seconds.
Yeah. Which he does when he actually does, like, take out Superman.
Yeah. Yep. All right. So, Sean, tell us why... No, but Green Lantern would really have kicked Steppenwolf's ass.
I'm just saying, like, you've got Interstellar Police Department, which is basically what they are, and they deal with this kind of stuff.
Apparently not those
old folks, whatever old guard was out there. I'm talking about Hal Jordan, Kyle Rayner, John Stewart. They would have kicked Steppenwolf's ass.
I love the Daily Show.
Right? He would have gotten into some political discourse with Steppenwolf, like, okay, why do you need the mother boxes? Like, what's that power going to do? Like, couldn't you just put that power to good use down here on Earth? Like,
yeah.
I think he could have really talked himself down and really put Steppenwolf into a political quandary. And then he's like, I have no good answer for you, John Stewart. You win.
Movie over.
There you go. And like I said, Green Lantern Corps takes care of it.
Oh, that's what they do. They bore Steppenwolf, and then he's like, I'm leaving. It becomes like... Dormammu. He's like, fine, just shut up.
Yeah, I just keep me repeating. Out of this.
He's like, oh. Hal Jordan was bad enough. We now have to get John Stewart and Kyle Rayner. Oh, boy. Stop it.
Oh, here. Boy.
I
did, just going back, did like the Lord of the Rings sequence where, like, the Atlanteans and the Amazons are fighting together with, like, everybody else. Like, I thought that was all really cool. But then I do like the callback where... Aquaman and Wonder Woman are fighting to like Steppenwolf together, and that's like that three-person fight while everyone else is doing their other business. But I do really like that kind of bookend.
Yeah,
that was
pretty
cool.
No, I don't know. Like, I agree. Like, it maybe wasn't the best, but it was, like, you know, any big battle, kind of cool. Like, I'm there for that.
Sure. Yeah.
But,
yeah.
The jokes in this movie.
What
jokes?
Every joke is like this kind of like, I know that this is an audio podcast, so you just have to imagine. It's all like a joke And then, like, you would smirk at the camera after.
A little side eye, like, yeah.
Like,
wink, wink.
Like, Wonder Woman has, she's going to meet up with Cyborg. So, like, Jeremy Irons is like, oh, you've got a date. Glad someone around here does. And, like, every joke I felt like is delivered in that manner.
Yeah.
And
you were making Fozzie Bear noises at some point. Because they mail these jokes in. Like, they're delivered terrible. From a mile away.
It's so, it's really bad. And I love a bad joke. Don't get me wrong. But, there was nothing in here.
No. And, like,
The Pet Cemetery joke was pretty funny, actually. I did laugh pretty hard at that. The second time where, like, Superman is kind of evil and he's just like, Pet Cemetery.
What? Let's stick on this. What do you guys think of the Flash in this? Because we've been spoiled.
I hate his suit.
The Flash television show is very enjoyable.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The suit makes no logistical sense. Like, it looks like it is. It is battle armor. Like, it is like piecemealed together. Like, there are like different sections of it.
It's not aerodynamic, which you think a Flash costume would be.
Exactly. Like, right. I don't. And his running style is so awful. Like, he's just throwing arms like left and right. Like,
what's he doing?
Yeah, like he's on like an elliptical machine and he's just like, okay, what we're gonna do, we're gonna have you green screen in and you just throw arms. Like, just, you really gotta torque that side and get going.
It's weird because in the television show, like, you know, the Flash runs and he does that thing where he can like project.
Yeah, throw the lightning.
Mm-hmm. And when he does that, it kind of looks like that. But this Flash is just doing that all the time.
Yeah, like he is. Yeah. Like, he is Phoebe running away from Satan. Like, that is just... That's a Friends reference, by the way. But, yeah, it's just, like, arms flailing, and it's just... It looks bad. It looks bad.
I also hate that he, like, seems to charge up every time he's about to run.
And, like, nobody gets electrocuted, or, like, there's no, like... There's no nothing. It's just, like, you build up, like, this big force of electricity, and it's just like, oh, that's kind of cool. It just, like, localized to your area.
Yeah. I do like how he's kind of quirky and kind of awkward.
Sure.
I like that kind of part. He didn't like every joke didn't stick for me, but the ones that did stick I thought were pretty funny.
It's also because of we've been spoiled by
Grant Gustin and his Flash.
No, not even that. Like, this isn't even about the Flash. It's about the sequences involving the Flash that we've been spoiled by, like a Quicksilver in the X-Men movies, and to a lesser extent in
Age of Ultron.
Yes.
Yeah.
Lesser extent.
Yes.
But those sequences have a certain style to them that are cool, especially the Quicksilver in X-Men.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And his slow motion sequences just don't look like much. You know, because it feels like the way it should be, you would think it would be, is the world is moving slow and he moves regular within that, but in all those sequences he's still moving in slow motion as well.
It doesn't make sense. Like, the physics of it wouldn't, if he was slowed down, or if the world around him was slowed down, you would think he was just kind of bouncing around, or like even normal, like he was like, okay, just walking along.
Can we talk about how in the final fight he's moving at super speed and he like trips and he's falling, but he's still super speed. And then Batman shoots a grappling hook to catch him by the ankle while he's moving in super speed. Can you imagine the odds of him making that shot?
Yes.
I don't think so,
pal. He would have needed to decide to take that shot, like, before the Flash ever, like, even thought about tripping.
Yeah.
He was just like, I'm just going to shoot this.
There's no way.
Maybe that's a deleted scene. That's in the Snyder Cut, is him shooting like 40 or 50 grappling hooks. Just like,
just
I know he's going to trip. I'm just going to keep shooting these things.
Like, oh.
And it the camera tilts down to the ground and you just see like the remains of all the other shots.
Six grappling hooks just sitting.
I would like that. That would be okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. I like him because he does add some levity. And Aquaman, I didn't hate him as much this time. I think that his standalone movie has warmed me to the character a little bit more.
Yeah.
He is still straight up a WWE character in this.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that you loved it. I don't know that I hated it as much as the first time. But at one point, he kills one of the bug henchmen and serves his body to the ground, down like 7 floors of a building, out the front
unfazed.
Door.
Unfazed. Just struts nothing. Right out.
Yes. Nothing. No dust.
No dust.
The bug creature doesn't explode at any point during the 7 floors.
No. Nope. He withstood
I like it
all.
I thought it was great.
Again, I kind of did this time around, but
his like trident work. He did some really cool stuff when he was fighting with the trident. That was pretty cool.
I did like the banter also between Superman and the Flash. Like I did appreciate that, especially like when they're both. It's like, okay, you go left and I'll go right, and Flash is sitting there saving like a family of 4, and then he looks over and sees Superman. One that he's got on the right is carrying an entire like apartment building.
Yeah.
And kind of like fun, but he's like,
that,
all right.
I remember laughing a lot in the theater for that. Like, that was what I imagine you believe Superman should be like. Like, it should be more of those things.
Exactly.
And I would agree with you.
Yeah.
When he flies up on the Flash and he's just like, slowpoke.
Well, again, like, that's the stuff that, like, you finally tapped into a lighthearted Superman, which you haven't done for 2 movies before that. And then, yeah. But it just feels too little too late, because you only get him in like 15 minutes. You only get like 15 minutes of Superman at the very, 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 very end.
Yeah. And when they bring Superman back to life, I'm sure this bothered me the first time. You have a superhero fight going on in the middle of a park. And while there is the cool scene with the Flash doing his speed thing and Superman looking at him and him being shocked by all of that, that part is cool. I also think it's weird that like there's just like 1 cop car that was already there and no other police show up for any of this.
Yeah.
And you might say, well, this all happened really fast, but there was enough time for Lois Lane to get there.
Very true.
So you would think if you saw
at least a perimeter established
something.
And those cops were just standing there. They didn't do anything.
Right.
Well, I mean, they know they're not going to take down Superman. It's like, okay, we know he can't be shot, so we're pretty much out.
That whole sequence was pretty cool. When they fight Superman. Except for, like, Cyborg's suit, like, defense system. It's such a stupid way to, like, just trigger a fight.
Yes.
But once the fight started, it was awesome. Especially when, like, they all grab him. And he's just, like, catching them and just holding, like, a statue. It's such a super cool. And then, like, the headbutts. I love a headbutt.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if you guys know this about me, but when somebody, like, headbutts somebody, and then that person is like, you call that a headbutt? This is a headbutt. And then it's, like, a bigger headbutt. I love it. I absolutely love it. And we got 3 headbutts in this.
When quarantine's over and we see each other again, I'm smashing your face with my forehead.
And I hope to say back to you, you call that a headbutt.
I hope so too. I hope it all goes down that way.
Man, that'd be great.
Okay, other random complaints. There are a lot. At one point, Steppenwolf or Wonder Woman are fighting, and they're like on a bridge, and it straight up looks worse than a Mortal Kombat game. Like, it looks like a Mortal Kombat level, but uglier. Mm-hmm.
Steppenwolf looked like a Mortal Kombat character.
Straight up,
The
like
characters,
Mortal Kombat Annihilation.
They have more character development than Steppenwolf does.
I was hoping Wonder Woman would do like one of those uppercuts and like knock Steppenwolf up, and then you'd see like his like supine body like fall down. But it was like it'd be like all 2D, so like, you just see him like, and, like you
fall
down.
What would have happened is she would have done an uppercut, and then Joss Whedon would have shoved that camera right up her backside.
That's true.
He'd be like, no, this is great. They have to fly to wherever this nuclear power plant is in Europe. They're like, we've only got a few hours. Batman's like, my plane doesn't fly fast enough for that. And Cyborg's like, it'll fly fast enough for me. I don't know why that is the case.
Magic internet powers.
What? Having 6G. A better broadband connection makes your plane fly faster?
He can, like, manipulate technology, and maybe he works a little magic on the gears? I don't know.
When he takes over that crawler, the night crawler or whatever, like Batman's little, like,
oh so God. Dumb.
This little, that thing was ridiculous. Am I right?
It's the stupidest vehicle, like, and it's the only reason because he needs it to climb up the walls. And I'm like, aren't you Batman? Don't you have to, like, grappling hooks and shit?
How many times did you need that? Like, I spent $150 million on this vehicle just in case we were ever in this exact moment.
I mean, just put, like, and, like, put tentacles on the Batmobile. Boom. Ooh,
I like that. Tentacles there you on go. The Batmobile. Right. They just kind of, like, drag along
shoot
beside
off.
It when he's driving.
Exactly. That's what you need right there.
Like King and Kodos just on the side, like.
I mean, I'm yeah, it sounds great.
I mean, he's got alien tech. Let's go for it. Why not?
There's a part, a line delivered during the big fight scene, and it's, we might not have thought this through. And I felt like that's really the tagline for this entire thing. Let's see. Another just dumb shot is they spend, like, do you know the shot I'm talking about where he's in wherever in Europe? He's got a Batmobile there. He shoots a big cannon shot. And then, like, multiple scenes of this cannon shell floating around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I was just like, that costs tens of thousands of dollars to show that slow motion, how big his cannon
I guess just to
shell.
Show, the caliber of what he's firing.
And I was just like,
I didn't care.
None of this, like, this is nothing. I hate this. Yeah. You could have paid.
I'm not an ammo guy.
Yeah. Maybe you could have, like, paid the guy who's in charge of rendering lips a little bit more money.
Yeah. Here's the thing, too. Like, Batman's whole plan is that he is going to get this, like, weird sound that he's triangulated, and he's going to broadcast that in the Batmobile to draw out the little, like, parademons or whatever. I'm like, wouldn't the, like, parademons or even Steppenwolf know that the Justice League was coming, that he'd be like, hey, you know what? Dispatch the parademons. Like, why do you even need that to happen? Like, wouldn't have just, like, scouts that just saw the Justice League coming and then go after them? Why? Why did they need that?
Why couldn't the parademons just chase the Batmobile? Like, why does it have to be, like, I don't know.
There's a lot of dumb, because in that, they've, like, done this whole thing where they've, like, crafted this, like, really cool, like, shelled shield thing over the nuclear power plant, and they finally get it done, and once they do, like, an electric charge goes through it all, and it seals up, and then Batman just, like, shoots a missile at it, and the whole thing falls apart, and it was like, well, that was the worst shield ever.
Like, yeah, he crashes his plane through it. Yeah, crashes his plane through it, through, like, the membrane or whatever, and then shoots a pillar, and the whole thing, topples.
Like, it was a pretty bold move, though. Like, what if the shield didn't fall? He just would have flown right into it.
It would have been amazing.
Batman just vapor.
Like, well, that didn't work.
Like it's like Chris Hemsworth in Cabin in the Woods. Just hits it and just falls. And like, oh.
Yeah.
Well, Batman
well,
down.
That didn't work.
Batman down. So they beat Steppenwolf easily, and everything's fine and getting back to normal.
Wait,
and
then, because we're here, where they beat Steppenwolf, they, like, break his axe or whatever, and he hesitates. And then Aquaman's like, you smell that? And then Batman's like,
fear.
And then the parademons, like, attack Steppenwolf because they're attracted to fear. Mm-hmm. Now, my question to you, in the DCEU, does fear have an actual smell, or does Aquaman just have a way of tapping into that? What do you think?
It smells like Axe body spray, is what I imagine.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
It's, what's weird about that is Steppenwolf is rendered useless. By the end of the scene, there are, like, 40 parademons on him. But he's rendered useless by, like, two of them. And so how strong is he really?
Exactly.
Yep.
Because, you know, everybody else has taken out, like, hundreds of these things. And he's like, oh, two of them. Bugs.
So by that strategy, if the Justice League had just attacked him all at once, maybe they could have stopped him a lot earlier.
So, mm-hmm. you know, we're going to get a flow chart together. And what it's going to be is ranking people on powerful. And it's going to be Superman right below him, parademons. And then way down there is the Green Lantern Corps. Because Ayo. If parademons can take down Steppenwolf, but multiple Green Lanterns cannot.
That foots.
That's
they're,
rough.
They're basically like me. It'd be like me showing up to the fight.
You know, like, hey, you could. I'm sure you could.
I'm here to help. Well, what do you need me to do?
Hey, guys, I got this ring. I can make big boxing gloves and mallets. And you want me to back? Okay.
Yeah, I'm basically in Who Framed Roger Rabbit. That's all I got.
Guys, they've this primitive thinking of the original Green Lanterns. But I mean, like, they've evolved, so that's what I'm saying. I'm still putting my money that in a more advanced mind, like Hal Jordan, something like that,
right.
could have really laid waste.
Right. Then though, and this is, I don't remember this in the first viewing, but you know, Lois Lane, she's been reluctant to write since the death of Superman. And she sits down and you kind of get the impression like she's got her mojo back, and she writes the dumbest thing ever. And I want a scene of Perry White being like, yeah, we're not going to print this.
what was the dumb, it's just like, the dumb thing?
The darkest dark isn't really the darkness. It's the absence of light. And yeah. And I'm like, yeah, you wouldn't put that in a newspaper.
Oh boy.
No.
And be like, oh, what do you want me to? Nah, that's okay. Why don't you try something else?
Yeah.
I think we've got one of those fluff pieces you were talking about. Like there's a
we got
back on the bench.
There's a cat show over there.
A kitten grooming story.
Yeah. Let's get,
or it'd
take
be like
take another week, Lane. Take another week.
Batman versus Superman, where it seems really important that he cover the football team in Metropolis. It's like that. Like, why don't you cover the football team? This is seventh grade poetry level stuff. So. Mm-hmm. So Justice League, I will say it benefited greatly from watching it in this environment, like with you two, with our running commentary.
Oh yeah. It was definitely fun.
I had a lot of fun watching the movie, which I did not have a lot of fun watching it in the theater.
Yeah.
So
it's one of those that, yeah, you can have on the background, maybe have a little drink in you, you know.
Eating just your cheese, kinda, it's too loud.
Hey, hot and spicy all the way.
You gotta get that crunch under control,
I know.
Friend.
Hold this bag right up to the microphone.
It was the mic on my headset was right next to my mouth, and I muted myself. You only heard one crunch. I was. Oh, that's gonna be podcast gold for the listener.
I agree. Sorry to the handful of people. But are you, having watched this now, are you more excited about the Snyder Cut or less excited?
Way less excited. Like, there was nothing in the repeat viewing. I'm like, are we going to watch it all together, or is this going to be like,
I mean, view it on your own? I would like to. I feel like that's our best opportunity to enjoy it.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, if it's me solo watching this for 4 hours, I'm not going to enjoy it. Like, I will put that on record right now. I am not going to be a fan of watching a 4-hour version of the Justice League.
Sure.
Yep.
I know, like, sometimes we lose a little bit of video quality in this, but I'm also like, you know what? It looks terrible no matter what.
Well, that's what I'm most curious about. And to answer your question, I am a little more excited.
Me too. I hate that.
I'm curious about what he's going to do. I'm curious on if he's going to go back to the drawing board, like start completely over, which I imagine that's what he's going to do. I am excited for the idea of more backstory on like Cyborg with the Flash. You know, there's a lot more to explore with those two characters. And maybe we get more substance out of Wonder Woman. You know, that's what I really want. So.
Yes.
I know, we'll see. 4 hours is a long time. But I think if we watch together, it will still be fun no matter what.
Sean?
Mm.
Look, worst case scenario, it's a bad movie that we get to hang out for 4 hours and make fun of.
Right.
Best case scenario, it's good and we enjoy watching it.
Yeah.
It's a win-win, baby. Win-win.
See, I think the best case scenario is that the four of us will be spending time together. And that's, I think, oh, that's
Ryan's
about as
out.
Good as.
Remember, Ryan's like, nope, I want no part of this. So
three of us, sorry. But anyway, that's the best case scenario for me, is that, the like I said, the three of us get to hang out for 4 hours and watch this.
Maybe
that's the high watermark for me.
Maybe we all plan on having like a pizza delivered for the intermission. Take a little break.
Yeah, snacks that day should be epic.
Right. I say a strong no whiskey in the first 2 hours.
Ooh, that's
no,
that's
Sean,
tough
you
sledding.
Get a little out of control. There's no way we could record after this.
Yeah, you sprint. You don't marathon.
You're like, well, I've
Sean,
gone with six
we
fingers.
We need you to pump the brakes a little bit.
Six fingers of whiskey.
Guys, the only way I'm going to get through it, so maybe I'll proof
I mean,
it down.
That's fair.
I'll proof it down. I'll proof it down. I'll
yeah,
give you that.
Yeah, stick to like a 40 proof. Don't go for that. Don't go for that. The 100 proof stuff.
40 proof. I mean, that's not even going to be enough to get a buzz. That's just going to be like.
All right. Any final thoughts on Justice League?
No.
No. It's there's okay. If you listen to the first episode, not much has changed.
Go back.
Sprinkled in. Yeah.
Go to the website and you have to hit the back button several times. But you can find it and, you know, tell us how our opinions have changed. But I guess maybe in order to do that, you would need to know where to find us. So, Roy, where can
Whoa,
they find
killer
us?
Killer segue.
That's a
killer.
Hell of a segue right there.
Done. What?
Wow.
Just on your A game there. Put a little bow on it.
Now you look at the camera and make a Jeremy Irons joke.
Glad somebody can make a segue.
Okay, you can find us on our website at comingoffthereels.com or on Facebook and Instagram, Coming Off The Reels, and on Twitter, at Off The Reels. If you're looking for ways to support the show, or the very best and our favorite ways, just rate and review us wherever you listen. Hit the subscribe button. We're on Apple Podcasts, Google, Stitcher, Spotify, other ones that we don't even know about, I'm sure. Subscribing is amazing. We really appreciate it. I want to thank Josh Rodenberg for our original theme. I want to thank the two of you for spending the evening with me. This was a blast. And thank you all for listening.
Yeah, and in the coming weeks, you're going to get some of our best and worst of 2020. But my mind is already set on March and watching 4 hours of Justice League. I cannot wait. So,
it's going to be something.
Yep. So until next time. My name is Drew Martin.
I'm Sean McClain.
And I'm Roy King.
And this has been Coming Off the Reels.